you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you're thinking about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcast to get started right now. Now time for a very human Tetris edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass to your friends and which games to just like drop six ninjas on each other and have them turn into an archer. I am your resident farmer with a rake, Corey. I am joined by, you strike me as a knight, the knight basher.
A knight, eh? I mean, I can see myself as more of a blacksmith, personally, but whatever. It's whatever.
It's whatever. Clearly you're offended by my taking...
I kind of am, but I mean
I called myself a farmer. Like, I don't... What do you want from me? Like,
what do you mean? People need farmers. Without farmers, we die.
You're not wrong.
He's the most important character.
Yeah, but he's also the weakest. So what does that tell you? We are here.
Level him up.
We are here to talk about Merge and Blade. But before that, did you know, if you're listening to us right now on a podcast service, you can hop over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Podcasts for Spotify, whatever they're calling it now. You can rate us. If you leave us a rating, it really helps out. It doesn't take long. But I promise you, 30 seconds of your time will pay in dividends, even though the economy is terrible. It'll still pay in dividends. It is a worry-free investment. Why not do it? That's all I got. We're here to talk about Merge and Blade. Here are the details for Merge and Blade. Developed by Magic Cube. Never heard of that developer. Built on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, and PC. Does have cloud saves. This says it has split screen, but I don't know what that means. I didn't see that anywhere in the menus. I don't know what that means
split
because...
Split screen?
It says it has local multiplayer. Exactly.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I'm in.
I wonder if it's like a versus mode, because I did see like a weird versus mode in there. So I don't know if it's co-op kind of thing. I don't think it is. I think it's versus only. It does have a performance and quality mode. Is that a joke?
Thank God it needs it.
Like, I think it's a joke, right?
All these sprites.
Right. Like
just dropping around with their three frames animation, just taking up all my performances.
Because I toggled it on and off, I couldn't tell the difference. So again, I think it's a joke. Merge and Blade is a fantasy puzzle game. You will engage in large-scale battles with monsters with your own squad, which is made using merge mechanics. After a battle, you can recruit new units using merge mechanics. By proceeding with these puzzles and battles, you will retake the castles occupied by monsters. As you retake the castles one by one, your base and squad get stronger. Your journey will continue until retaking the last castle. But even if you retake that last castle, your journey won't completely end. There are endless invading monsters that you have to hold off. You can battle with your friends or save the world again with another strategy. Are you ready to save the world? It says you can battle with your friends. I didn't see that anywhere, though.
That's a bold-faced lie.
I know. They're full of crap. Merge and Blade. Let's talk about it.
Now, I don't know why.
How long to beat?
What?
How long to beat? I forgot how long to beat. 7 hours. Completion is 7 hours. So I think this game is 7 hours. Continue.
I have nothing to say anymore. Whatever.
That's it. There you go. That's the show.
Now, who picked this game up first? Me or you?
Definitely you.
That was me? Okay. I can't even tell you why I did it. Probably because it's new and it's on the front page. And I figured we were back 5 weeks. Right. So I might as well play some games here. I had no expectations for this game. This was a super small title. It downloaded super quickly. And I mean,
what was funny was, is like, because I was playing, I think I was playing Atomic Heart. And you're like, I'm playing Mergent Blade. I was just like, really? Okay. In my head, you were playing Mountain Blade. Like, in my head, you were playing this sprawling strategy game, which wouldn't be that crazy, but it's also available on console now, I think. And so I was like, huh, okay. Well, that's going to be an endeavor. And then I go into the new games, and I was like, Mergent Blade. Mountain Blade and Mergent Blade came out at the same time. So, in my defense, yeah. So I had no idea what this game was. And
same here. Yeah. Not a clue.
Yeah.
And it is one of those games that for me, it's I put it in that box of the same box where I would put something like a Vampire Survivors, where it's so simple and intuitive. And I just fell in love with it almost immediately. It is so strange, because how do you describe this game? It's, you're on a 5x5 grid, I want to say, maybe 6x6.
6x6, yeah.
6x6.
No, maybe it's 5x5. Yeah, I think you're right, actually.
5x5 grid, and you have your
units,
your classes, your characters. And this, I think it's about 8 of them in total, maybe 10. And
there's 13.
13? Oh, I'm excited. I'll unlock some new characters. And they appear at the top of your screen like Tetris blocks, two at a time. They drop down as pairs. You can rotate them like Tetris blocks. And the second you make three or more of a kind touching, the unit upgrades. And then when the unit upgrades, you get additional turns and additional time to swap these characters when they're fighting. It's a very simple premise that gets bananas in the later stages. It's a very simple game that becomes complex and actually quite difficult in some stages. It really grabbed me quickly, and I'm very happy that I picked this game up.
Yeah, it's. I don't think it's quite on the level of Vampire Survivors in terms of like. You look at Vampire Survivors like, why would anyone want to play this? And then you look at Mergent Blade, you're like, okay, like I kind of get it. And so like when I started playing it, I was like, okay, like this is like, it's like it's an auto battler with like a Tetris mechanic, which is, that's cool. But I was kind of walking through it, you know, and then like, I was walking through like 5 or 6 stages. And so because I was just like walking through, I really wasn't picking up on like the depth, if that makes sense. I was like, okay, cool. Like my characters merged this time. I was like, yeah, but sometimes maybe I don't want to merge my characters because then I don't have any characters. And so then I hit, I think it's called Harbor Dam. And then like, I just got rolled. Like I got absolutely destroyed. And I was just like, huh, maybe there is more to this game kind of thing. And so then like, and then I hop into the upgrades, and then like, I started to really sort of understand that like, okay, this game is, it's not difficult. And even if you are bad at it, eventually the grind, you can kind of, you know, force your way through the game. So I think the key element in the longevity of how this game works is like, every time you start a new level, you kind of start back at square one. You start with the farmer and the blacksmith. And every time that you upgrade a unit, that unit can now appear in your turns. So eventually you get to like the archer, but I don't get to unlock the archer for my turns until I merge the assassins, kind of thing. So it becomes this like game of like, okay, I need to like merge these characters because I need to upgrade myself further down this tree. But at the same time, I also need to make sure that I have enough units on screen so that way I'm not being absolutely destroyed. So there becomes like a push and pull of like, sometimes you want to play Tetris and you want the lines, but other times you don't want the lines. And that's where it gets really tricky. And so some units are better than other units at certain things. Like, I can't remember the name of it. What's the guy with like the pole, but you can, he can be two spaces back and still hit him.
Oh,
I can never remember his name.
I will not remember that name right now.
So like he's one. So like, but the problem is maybe you get him on a turn where he's in the back. So that's why, that's where the swaps come in. And so like, you don't have infinite swaps. You can only swap one space at a time. So like
the Spearman,
Yes, the Spearman. And so like, you play this game of like trying to get your position, your characters in the right position. You want to make sure your priests are in the back because they're doing the healing. Like, there is some serious depth to it. And in the later levels, like, it's not necessary, but like, because like I said, eventually you can sort of push your way through it no matter what, because you'll be getting gold to upgrade. But yeah, the 7 hours makes sense because eventually like you're going to get to the end and like you're just going to walk through it because your characters are so powerful, kind of thing. And it's got a lot of depth, but at the same time, it doesn't, if that makes sense. Because eventually you'll get to the end no matter what, unless you just are like trying to not play it, I guess.
No, it's one of those games that the age old philosophy of simple to play, hard to master. Like, and it's not even hard to master per se. It just gets more and more difficult in a good way. It's one of those games where you want to hit a wall almost, because it enables you to get more gold, unlock more units, do more damage, do different kinds of stuff. And the fact that it's a runner too, like you just keep going. Like I'm a sucker for a runner. So the fact that sometimes you have these levels where you have to beat 15 stages, and the entire time you have to keep your units alive and actually just keep a bunch of units in general, going into those later fights, it is pretty stressful, especially when you have multiple swaps to use, because during the auto battle phase, that's when you can use your swaps. And if you're not on the ball, you're going to lose a lot of units very quickly.
Yeah,
so you really got to move those healers in the back, the pole arm, the spearmen, right to the middle there. Make sure your archers aren't in the front line. It's a lot of moving parts here when the auto battle starts.
Yeah, like things can go wrong extremely quickly. Like, that's not an exaggeration. Like, because it's an auto battle, like, you don't really have control over how fast that battle goes. But and the enemies, like, sometimes, you know, the enemy variety matters. And they do give you that mechanic to where you can spend a little bit of gold to, like, look forward. I'll be honest, I don't really use it that often, because I don't know that it would ever really change. Like, the most important thing to me is making sure that I have the best unit count that makes sense. And so maybe that matters, you know, because there are different modes. There is like a true like runner mode, what do they call it? Roguelite mode. And there's also like a challenge mode that might matter more then, because I'm not exactly sure how those work. But yeah, it's like you said, there is a lot of strategy to it, but at the same time, you can probably get through it just by, you know, trying, you know, just eventually you'll stumble into something right, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it's one of those runners where you can screw up, but it's not in a way where it's unfair. Like, it's just the game of chance you play when you're dropping these units around. It's just a fun, chaotic sense of, I don't know who I'm going to end up with. I don't know what units I'm going to go into battle with. I don't know what luck I'm going to get on my drops and clearing lines and whatnot. It's, you're never really out of it until you're like, oh crap, I'm out of it.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just do it again.
Like, and you kind of feel like, okay, I got this kind of thing. And then it's like, okay, wait, no, I don't. Like, like, what just happened there, kind of thing. And then usually it's an enemy that you're not anticipating. Like those stupid flower things, man. Those things will wreck you. Like
the things that shoot in the back too, that shoot multiple lines, is like, you think your healer is safe and it's not.
Right.
It's like, crap, I need to get more healers now. Like, and that's like the fifth unit upgrade or something. Like, it is
Yeah, and so
easy to get though.
Yeah, they're like the most expensive upgrade by far is the start with like a basically a unit ahead kind of thing. Start with the knight, and like I think I've got to the point where I have the assassin now. Like when I start, but that literally took like 120,000 gold kind of thing. So yeah, like we're pretty positive on it. However, like I will say, like it, there's not a lot here. Like that is the game. Like there's no story. There's no, you know, is that a bad thing? I don't know if that's fair or not, but this is a $9.99 game that probably should be $4.99. Like, honestly,
$9.99, huh? Yeah. I mean, that's not terrible.
Like, this could 100% run on a phone. That doesn't make it bad. Don't get me wrong, but it would be $10. Seems like it's too much. And again, we are not a price first thing kind of you know show. We don't really take that into consideration. There is no mystery, you know, like I know you compared it to Vampire Survivors earlier in a loose way, but like it doesn't have any of that. There's no you're not going to be wondering what's coming next. Like this became my podcast game of like, okay, I don't even, although I will say the music, awesome. The music
it kind of slaps.
Yeah.
Kind of slaps.
It's
the
like
battle theme is really good.
It's like Mega Man music, basically like that 8-bit Mega Man music, maybe a little bit of Castlevania in there. Like it's really good. I actually want to look up the soundtrack and see how many tracks there actually are. Cause I know they've definitely repeated some of them, but every once in a while something comes up and I'm like, I haven't heard this one yet. And I'm like, ooh, what's this? So, but yeah, like there's not a lot there, but what is there, like I'm digging it, you know, and it doesn't overstay its welcome by any means. It gives you a couple different modes to go through and I'm okay with that. Like not every game needs to be 50,000 hours like Vampire Survivors, but you know, I think it would have been cool if there was some of that stuff in there, but that's kind of looking at what's not there versus what is there, if that makes sense.
No, absolutely. I mean, because there's enough here, I think, that if you like the game, that you'll just keep going over and over it with it anyway. It doesn't seem like a game that has an ending. It seems like one of those games where the campaign is really just more of a training mode,
right?
For your running, for your run mode or for the versus mode that allegedly they have that I have not seen at all.
So I think I stumbled into it one time, but I don't remember. But yeah, so and I will say the other thing is like it can be kind of buggy. Like have you run into the bug where if you pause the game and you press B to get out of it, it'll drop your unit?
What?
Yeah, like so I had this weird thing where I kept having to pause the game because I was kind of playing it while I was making food. And there's a bug where sometimes, I don't know if it's level dependent, I don't know what it's dependent on, but if you go into the mode or to the pause menu and then you have to go to the resume because A drops the unit and B turns the unit, which also took me a very long time to get used to. I kept
unnecessarily so. I felt real dumb for a while. It was like I kept dropping units by accident. I just
if you drop a unit into if you drop a unit and it doesn't fit into the square for any reason, you're done.
You're screwed up.
Yeah, you're done.
Screwed up,
like,
boy.
It automatically moves you forward. And like that has happened to me a couple of times. I'm like, no, like I didn't mean to do that. But yeah, so because you have to press A button to hit resume, like to confirm it. For whatever reason, that button tracks sometimes as you want to drop your unit. That's bad. Like there's like a lot of weird things like that. And I shouldn't say a lot. There's a couple weird things like that, but there's not a lot of depth to the game kind of thing. I also had one time where like my units kept disappearing. Like they were still there, but I couldn't see them, if that makes sense. That was weird. Not game breaking by any means, but I don't think it would be fair.
Not hit any of those before. I've not hit any of those yet. I don't think I've been playing on console only.
Yeah. I downloaded it on PC, but I didn't get that far, but no, I've only been playing console too. So it's a fun little $10 game. Probably should be $5 though. Not going to lie. Like there's not a lot here. But I enjoyed my time with it. So, but that's, I guess that's it. So when,
I mean, like, honestly, like not to stretch it out any longer than it is, but it's a very short title with very, with not too many or overcomplicated mechanics. I mean, so it might be one of our shorter episodes, but I think that's only because it's one of the shorter games also.
Well, not only that, like it's, these are the kind of games that, like, yo, if you're at an airport or you're sitting in bed and you've got Ultimate, like, you know, yeah, I'm gonna stream this because it doesn't matter. Like, there's no, you don't need to worry about latency. You don't worry about anything like that. Like, just play it. And it's perfect for that kind of thing. Like I said, it's a perfect podcast game. And we all need those games sometimes, right? Like, not every game needs to be this super triple A thing, you know, and it just kind of speaks to that Game Pass library again of, like, not everything is going to be the same. And sometimes these smaller games, they can surprise you. You know, this isn't, you know, it's not like Tinykin where it's like, okay, like, this game is, like, legitimately one of the better games I've played in a very long time. It's not that, but it's very solid for what it is, if that makes sense. So,
yeah, I would take this step further and say this is honestly one of the more fun games I've played all year. I mean, I'm a big fan. I mean, I played it during the podcast, the last podcast. It's kind of just running it most of the time, just because it's like I can just make my units, swap things around, go into the auto battle. If it's looking good, I can just go do something else. I could do this while on a phone call. You know, yep. Like, it's I'm a fan of this one.
You heard it here first. Merge and Blade better than Diablo 4. There you go.
A lot of things are better than Diablo 4, actually.
Wow. So there you go. I think it's
Light 2 is better.
How dare you? When it comes to Merge and Blade, I think it's pretty obvious. Play it. Have a good time with it. It's fun. It's not flashy, but it's cool for what it is. But I don't know if this is our shortest episode ever, but we're at 21 minutes. That might be. So again, it's not necessarily a bad thing. So, but all right. That is going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We got a couple more games that we've got on the docket. And if you're paying attention, you probably noticed that we are recording these all at the same time. That's the magic of the internet. We can play multiple things, record them, and release them at later times. You have no idea when we're recording this. You have zero indication. Actually, you could probably figure it out. That's not the point. The next episode we're going to be talking about, it's going to be a dual episode. We're going to be talking about Soul Hackers 3 and Shadow Warrior 3. I'm sorry, Soul Hackers 2? And Shadow Warrior 3, the definitive edition. We're going to be doing a dual episode because you could not pay me to play Soul Hackers. And that's what I'm sticking to that. So, but all right, that's going to do it for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with a dual episode.
Good day, sirs.